Round 10.
Get out of the way, Warren Dog. This is my week. It's time for the sea to shine. Gold Coast and Port Adelaide players are coming off their bye, and there's one pick to bring in this week. It's Operation Get Rocket here on the official AFL Fantasy Podcast.
G'day with the traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroyer, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warren Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Now, there's a few reasons why that came up as a computer voice.
Yes.
One of them is because Warnie's tonsils, after screaming at the television all weekend, are cooked. The other is that he's just actually having a dummy spit cow.
He is. Green Vest does this to people. And he's. I can feel that he's down in the dumps. He's.
I wish it was.
What's the word? Dejected. So what is it, Doug? How are you?
I'm just not good. The voices are not very good at the moment. So
can you push that a bit harder on your throat, please? I can't quite make out what you're saying.
It's probably going to be a good podcast because I'm not saying too much, even though I am the one that gives the best advice.
He's not even joking,
is he? No, this is... No, I thought when he tucked messages and said, my voice is ruined, blah, 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 I'm thinking, oh, you're just putting it on.
Melodramatic dog.
Put on your danger.
Sooking again.
Drama danger.
Oh, he's too. No, get up for
get
the pod, Warnie.
Calvin.
Get stuffed, Calvin.
Get stuffed, Calvin.
See?
Nah. He is. You're right. Yeah. He is. He is the danger of fantasy.
Oh, go and get stuffed.
Oh, please, dog. Do the... Oh, he's back. Yeah, he's talking.
Come on, dog. You can do it.
All right. Let's see how he went.
Let's get into it.
Now, I'll start. I was solid this weekend, as I always am.
Yep.
Just fitting in between you boys.
Yep. You like the meat in the sandwich between us?
Yeah. It's beyond a joke.
Yep.
You know I haven't had a green vest this year?
No, I know. Yep. Amazing.
It is amazing. So I got...
Especially for a mediocre team.
Get on.
God. So I had 22.72.
Yep.
Pretty solid. It's moved me up to 3.3.
Nice. Yeah. On the way up, Destroyer.
I'm on the way up. I always have been.
You're just getting in the prime position that you like to be in before buys.
Yeah. And this is always me.
And for you, it goes either way.
It does.
Last year, you munted them, and we'll talk about this a bit later
Probably every other buy year leading up to that.
Mastered them.
Mastered.
Yeah, mastered or munted.
I don't know if I've got confidence leading in or not based on that. How'd you go, Cal?
I got you by 7 points.
Good on you, mate.
7 points. Yeah, I worked really hard to get you by 7.
I wouldn't have wanted to win. I wouldn't know what that's like.
No, I didn't want you to do that. So that actually was like 1,200 for the week.
Oh, was it? Right.
Rocketed me inside the 10,000.
He's back.
Well done.
Yep. So
about time.
I'll give it a rest.
Excuse me. Can
who
you
is
stop
that?
Interrupting?
Yeah. Like an old drunk in the corner.
I'm just taking your role for this week's
episode. Right, okay. Solid score.
Solid.
Yep.
Oh, God,
okay. You got something to say to me, mate?
He just can't say what he wants.
No, I can't hear
a lot to say.
Put your green vest on, dog, and tell us. Your score, please.
21.60. Oh, you would have, every other week you would have dreamed of something that high.
Well, great.
Actually, if you were 15,000 still, that still would have moved you up because your team is that bad.
Wow, well done. And how'd your ranking go? Would have gone up.
Only down 100.
Slid!
100 spots. 100 spots.
Right, geez, you are in good form.
Oh,
tonsillitis.
You are an absolute peanut.
His throat is so sore that I reckon he'll only give his -3 to one player week instead of the 5 or 6 we usually hear about.
My plan here is just to get Dog to talk it out.
You're a knob. A dead set.
Let's get positive.
Yeah, all right. I'll start too. Steph is not getting enough credit for what he is doing this year.
Agreed.
Now, obviously, rolling 22, it's pretty set. So, Maxi and Grundy deserve to be that number 1 and 2. Max was obviously obvious pick this year.
Yep.
Bargain, and he's getting it done. Grundy, wow.
Yep.
Having a sensational year.
I mean.
But we've got to remember, he came at a cost too compared to old Steph, who is being forgotten about. 137 for Steph.
Gun.
I'm not forgetting you, mate.
No.
I see you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yep.
+3.
He's averaging 111.
Yeah.
Those three rucks.
50-something hit outs, didn't he?
Yeah.
They're just new level.
He does.
New level rucks.
Good
this
on him.
Year.
I remember that a few years ago.
You want to hear who I'm giving my +3 to?
Yep.
Dangerfield. Well done, son, on your second highest score this year.
Oh, my.
Second highest score, 117.
You know what his average.
You know what his highest score was? 118, round 1. Now, he's been very consistent.
He has.
You know,
we'll
in
give
between
him that
105, one.
He's good value now.
Great value.
I reckon.
And we'll talk about DPPs later on, because that's happening next week, Destroy.
Be a candidate.
Could get a FWD next to his name. Warn Dog.
Toby McLean, 152.
If you don't mind.
It was amazing.
You still scored that with Toby McLean.
Oh, don't you start.
People don't listen.
No, they don't.
How number many times do we have to say must have?
Yep.
And now he's probably not this week because one week and he has a rest.
Yep.
Yep.
Goodness me.
You'll nearly do it if your buyers are looking all right.
I tell you what, you would. You'd have to. He has to come in.
Not getting any cheaper.
All right, Dog, you're on a roll. Keep the voice going. Give us some negative ones.
Oh, I've got five for you if you want to. I couldn't work it out. Luke Parker and Lachie Neal.
He's still got them.
You can still raffle it, you two.
It's round 11.
Oh, do you want me to honestly go through... Do you want me to go through your team and talk about your players that you've got in it? Do you want me to talk about your non-existent bench? You're walking in with that swagger. You might have got a half-decent score for the first time this year.
Hang on.
This actual year.
So they scored...
I've got a bit of an intervention here, though.
Wait up. They scored 60. Did they get injured?
No.
So you still haven't had an injury?
No.
Wow. Jeez. Okay. Sorry.
There almost needs to be a rule, Dog. If you hit -9, you just need to go. You cannot keep complaining about them. If you hit -9 in the BNF and W for worse, they have to go. One of them has to go for you this
week. I don't think they've hit -9.
Don't you?
Oh, they don't.
You've complained about them a lot.
Parker would be up there for you.
I don't care.
Honourable mention here to Jack Billings for our podcast.
Oh, yeah, well done.
He's back, everyone.
Oh, that backfired on me.
I nearly sent the tweet
that got him going.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
He was shocking, like 24 at the half.
Correct. Prompted it.
And then just, oh, you rubbed it in.
Then I let him have it, yeah.
Jeez, that's unlike you.
I know.
You should have known better.
Oh, well, I almost didn't mind for the people out there.
Yep.
There's still people suffering. and just... I said, tell you what, take that score and now say goodbye.
Yeah.
Because it's not good.
No, it's got to go.
It is not good.
For me, I went Max Gone, -4.
How good do you think your team is?
That's 7 points better. Better than Parker, mate.
Bloke that is in everyone's team.
Why? So just because he's in everyone's team, everyone has to like him? No.
He deserves
74,
it.
74, not enough.
It wasn't. It was a scoring frenzy up there.
Yep. Not good enough.
No.
Destroy you.
At half time, I don't think he had a mark or a tackle, something like that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, it was appalling.
Lift. Tweet him. Get into him, Roy.
Well, I should have, but I had enough points. I didn't need to boost my own players. Taranto. Now, this was flagged. Did you know last week the flagging of this on the podcast prompted some very reactive and gutsy coaches say, see you later, Taranto.
Really?
And they got him out. Would have been nerve-wracking watching. But then to see him get 50 with Kelly, that was obviously the reason we flagged it was Kelly back into the team. That's 50. So that's bad form the previous week. And now it's a 50 with Kelly, -3 Taranto.
It wouldn't even be a bad thing to trade him this week because there is, well, we've got some news coming. But just the fact that his price is starting to drop a long way now. And that's got to be an issue.
Did you say something?
How about you go and get stuffed?
Now, here's Warnie with breaking news.
Yep, I got none because someone else read something.
Oh, Roy. God. He could have at least said Roy with the breaking news. All right. Breaking news.
Would have cost us too much to get Matty Thompson to read another one for us.
Okay, MRP. Carlisle, 2 weeks. No one cares.
No, only probably helps a bit of Darling. Now, he had 50.
Yeah.
On the week. And people were like, you know, these are these key position players. He goes from 150 to 50.
Yeah.
Now, if you jumped on that, I think you'll be rewarded this week. You know,
he's
back home against St Kilda.
Yeah.
No Carlisle.
No. And he started that game well, too. But we always flag it. So he forced his way into the rolling.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had to.
Right.
You can't average that much in a month and not get respected.
Yep.
But
and you still
I also,
didn't include Devin Smith.
But I also said, don't get him in. So there's the, the contrast.
Some of your best work.
Yep. Don't worry. It's reactive.
That is exactly
this
how
week.
You work.
It is, isn't it? Okay. Radaguglia.
Yes.
That's no good. So
no.
He's done. Yeah.
If you're being carried off the ground with a
broken ankle
in your mouth, that's not good.
No, it's not. So he got 0. And... this happens every year to some poor coaches, and the tweets start flying. Do I get the emergency score? Is on zero? Nah, it's a big fat no.
Sorry, mate.
That was people's second donut. Some really unlucky backline carnage
people. If they run out there through the banner, they get the playing. That's the thing. And in other games, they get a point for that.
They do get a point for that.
But Seedsman being a laid-out created donuts as well.
Oh, my God.
Shocking.
What a horrific round. Jack Riewoldt, he got concussed. That was nasty. So that hurt some draft owners.
One or two. Tackling Tidhead had that after last week beating me with Jake Lloyd's 160. He gets a one and stunk it up this week.
He can hardly talk, and it's still back to the Warn Dog Show. Reminiscing about draft last week. Dog, save your voice for something relevant. Bashir Hawley.
Yep.
He hurt his groin.
He did.
Yeah, so he also cost people in draft. Collingwood, Varco, done. Now, Sam Murray was dropped last week.
Yes.
People were hopeful that he would just come nicely back in for Varco.
Yep.
But I feel like they managed Daniel Wells, Dog.
Mm.
So that would be a more likely he comes in for Varco, wouldn't it?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah,
we'll have a look at what Murray did in the VFL in a moment.
Okay, we'll get to that a little bit later. Now, Mark Murphy, the captain of the Mighty Blues, came back from that foot, and now he's out for another probably 7 or 8 weeks with that foot.
Not good.
Some say he may have played his last game for Carlton.
Oh.
Heard it first here. Patrick Cripps, he was proppy, but he went back on. Now, he's gutsy. Okay. They need him to play. I think he's just going to play anyway.
We'll be tagged this week by George Hewitt.
Will he?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't tag him. He's a contested beast. Sandy. Now, he's going to be out. So he got that minor concussion, but, you know.
Well, they fly. That's an interesting one. So they fly. But who do they bring in to cover them? So I think Cox, for them, did a little bit of rucking after Sandy went off.
Yep.
Are they going to roll with him again, or do they bring in that Meek?
Well, they may do, but their stocks are definitely thin now due to a bit of injury. So that will be one to watch, but obviously it's a must trade. Some people have held out to this point with him. It's obviously time to go now.
Roscoe.
Oh, yes.
Roscoe hasn't been happy with what the Magoos are doing, like the rucks.
The rucks,
Apness, he was the one that had, they had 32 hit-outs for him on the weekend. So he's the only other one that Jones was rucking.
Probably see a little bit more of Fifey in there.
Yeah.
Might rack up double-figure hit-outs. So for Adelaide, Luke Brown got concussion. Now, Seedsman was the big news. Laid out for people already rolling a backline donut.
Shocking.
People would have been sitting pretty to rolling donuts in one Thursday night. And then Seedsman obviously rubbed salt into that wound. Taranto, bit of a quad. Spent time nursing on the bench. Played hopeless, as I mentioned anyway. So he's of a little bit of concern. But what about Brett Deledio? He's
unlucky. Cooked. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So he's done all that rehab.
8 to 10 weeks with a calf.
And now the calf, 8 to 10. That's a bad calf.
That's pretty much what was wrong with him in those last couple of years.
Calf, hammy, back to a calf.
Monitor that one.
Old man all day.
People will be tempted just to not even keep him.
Yep.
On the bench anymore. And Tim English is out for a few weeks.
Not good.
Probably never see him again in my team,
All right, got any Magoo's news? Let's have a look here in the Kneeful.
Yes, Kneeful.
Not a lot there.
Tom Bell, 42, touches. That's standard. Old mate coming for those guys who might rewrite him.
Well, that's relevant.
Bench, 33 touches, 10 marks. Finlayson.
Couple of snags, 147 he had.
Yeah.
147.
I like the tackles from Cumming as well. Five of them.
Old Finlayson, he was dropped last week. 25 touches, 7 marks, couple of goals for his 115. Now me, mate, Shipley.
He's still around there.
113.
Oh, gosh, that shows what
is. He really still in your team?
He's still riding the pine. Exactly. That's okay. There's no point swapping those guys.
All of these non-players.
It doesn't matter.
You got your stuffed in the boys. You played your grand final last week.
Nick Newman for the Swans had 140 points from 29 touches. Listen to his last score. So, 140, 138, 168, 138. Now, Mills is out.
Yeah.
And old mate Stoddart didn't.
Does he get dropped?
Didn't do much.
Surely Nick Newman, you'd prefer him.
Newman
in your
comes
side
in
than
there.
Stoddart.
He has to.
Would he be riding any scrap heaps?
Definitely. He would have been drafted quite early. He's been out for a while.
Anyway, in
at least 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Over there in the Waffle, Harley Bunnell played 60% game time for 16 touches, 7 marks and 73.
Now, that's midfield as well. Yeah. Because the previous weeks were up forward.
Ticking boxes.
Ticking boxes. Hopefully around the bye, but I don't think we'll see him.
250K would be nice.
Now, Gyro could come in this week. 34 touches, 7 marks, 134 points.
Surely.
Ross did talk about him last week too and just said, I just needed a little bit more of a run.
I 134, think that's the run. There's a run for you, mate.
He's also talking about developing some of the younger players, which he's already done a good job of this year, which you don't often hear. I reckon he's in this week.
All right. For the Crows, Hampton had 3 goals, 23 touches for 108. Could come back in this week.
Well, the Crows are a rabble, Calvin.
They are a bloody rabble.
Yeah.
Who knows what, though? They could have some wholesale changes.
No, they're not that pretty. They're back home this week. They'll be fine. Now, Jack Trengo and Pittard, both been good in 2 games over the bye.
So they're knocking on the door.
They've got to be close. Now, this is the big one, VFL, because we're looking at Sam Murray.
Yeah.
Now, some traded, some held, and...
what did you do?
I held.
I traded.
Yep.
I traded.
Yeah, so he went back, he had 22 touches, 8 marks for his 85.
Sounds good.
Now, Nathan Buckley on Friday night in the presser, he said that it was form that kept him out, and then he was asked by one of the journos, basically, if it was his disposal efficiency that was the problem.
A little bit of that, a little bit of contest. Yeah, he's a good young player. He's just played, you know, the first 9 games of his AFL career, and he's done pretty well. He had a little bit of a lull, so he goes back and, you know, see if he can get his form up and play some good footy in the VFL and give himself a chance to come back in and contribute later in the year.
Later what? In the year.
Cooked.
Yeah, and I've thrown some feelers out to some Collingwood fans and that just to get a bit of a feel around this.
Yes.
They're very deep. Their stocks, the depth in their side is better in defence.
But yep. Greenwood came but into Greenwood, the side and played in the back line.
Yeah, and they've got Maynard.
Surely he's better than that for metres gain and speed. And
he mustn't be.
Maynard walks into the Maynard team in a couple of weeks. Maynard will come
back
in as well.
They're just deep back there, so...
This doesn't sound good from Bucks, though.
It does not sound good. What do you say? Later in the year.
Season, actually.
And that'll be relying on injury at this rate.
Yeah, it's a trade.
It is.
Keep going here, because he wasn't the only one who played in the VFL. Parrish had 96 last week.
He had 104.
Yeah.
So he's got to be half a chance, but the Bombers are winning. Yeah, they're looking good. They're back.
Yeah, now, Kobe Much, a lot better.
Kobe Much didn't when he's play. In. He didn't play again.
Okay, this
how
is
how long
weird.
Can one rest
he
for?
Was rested for a week, and then he wasn't named emergency.
Yep.
And he didn't play VFL.
Mm, interesting.
What is
must
going
be
on
injured.
There?
Took through these now. And Francis, he had 19 touches, 9 marks for 84.
He'll come in at some stage.
We'll get there at some stage. Howe for the Hawks had 26 touches, 10 marks. Couple of goals for his 122. Dom Tyson had a field day, 161 points from 35 touches and 10 marks and 10 tackles. That's a lot of
hard line. For him to come back.
Yeah, and that's a good player that can't get in there.
Can't get in. Saints, Armitage nearly did the same there. 39 touches, 10 tackles, and 158
points. I doubt he'll
points.
Get back in.
No, he's just too old. Yeah. So. And for the Dogs, Tom Campbell. Now, they're rucking in at the moment. They're doing with Tom Boyd,
yeah,
and they're going with Roughhead. Now, Tom Campbell here, 72 hitouts for 159.
It's big, isn't it?
Webb had 31 touches, and Wallace had 26 touches, and they both had tons. So, very,
can't believe Wallace got dropped.
Right, now, Roy, hit us up. Most traded out players. Who has been, fancy coaches getting angry? What have they done?
No, they switched on this week because they're going... most traded out player is Tim Kelly. Now, he is done. So he's leaking cash now. He's gone down 12K last week.
Yeah.
He can't hit 70 anymore. Yeah, no. So it's definitely time for him to go. Second most traded out, might be the most traded out after our little discussion just there, Sam Murray.
Yep. Yeah, and if he's not back in, he should be. Because
definitely.
Because of that price, $4.95, you can do a lot with
him. There's people worried about Tim Taranto, the scoring, the fact that he doesn't...
Yep.
play well getting bumped down the line when Kelly's back. So he's the third most traded out player. Now, he's been great, but he's leaking heavy cash now as well. 29K dropped this week. Gosh, you don't want him making a habit of that. Otherwise, it's all that good work undone. Now, you're an owner, dog. What are you thinking at this stage?
Well, I'll wait for selection, but I think I'll have to hold him this week.
Yeah.
I've got to get rid of, like, you've got to play the right game, whatever that means, which I don't think we really know what it is at this stage in fantasy. Well, it is changing, though, with maybe you do need to jump off those guys and leave a rookie for a bit, because the rest of those most traded out, too, is where I'm thinking, like, all those rookies that have maxed out in price. Like, I've got Brayshaw out at the moment instead of Taranto.
Yeah.
But am I better to go Taranto? Because he'll eventually be out. My only thought with him is the fact that with that round 13 bye where I'm heavy, like he's going to be one of those guys that will move on that week.
Yeah, you don't want him to have dropped 100K.
No, that's the issue that we've got to think about.
That is a massive issue.
But yeah, it's pretty much all rookies, isn't it, getting moved on?
Yeah, it is. So, Waterman, Radaguglia.
Yeah, now has to go.
Got Finlayson, Brayshaw, Caulfield, who may come back in if it was just a legit rest. He's got a little bit of growth to go. Bailey Banfield keeps getting it done for his 60s, but he's gone up 224K now, so he's nice as part of a downgrade upgrade. And then Jaden Stevenson, whose form's been outstanding, but probably just dropped off enough again to move him on at 444.
Hey, most traded out player, traded in player.
It's the pig.
T. Rockley.
And there's a reason for that. Now, for people who may not follow the game passionately like we do, maybe too passionately sometimes, there, right? The pig's had his bye.
Yep.
He didn't play last week, right? So bringing him in this week or any other Gold Coast or Port Adelaide player, they will play for you while we have carnage, while you potentially have donuts on your field over the next few weeks. He will play every game for you.
Yep.
This week, he's got Hawthorn down in Tassie, and his last two scores against them are through the roof. It is the time to pounce.
Guess how much he's dropped. It's a magic number for him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
180.
Wow.
So he's come back, though. He's got a break even in the 50s now.
Yeah.
He's laughing.
I'm calling right must time. Have.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
You must bend over backwards. And it doesn't matter if you're getting forward or mid.
You don't even have to bend over backwards. From Tim Kelly, it's a tiny
68K. I think it is.
Yep.
Oh my God! To a world record holder,
it could be Taranto. It's a downgrade.
Oh, I have looked at that. I must. What about Tim Smith?
Yes,
he backed up that 80. Everyone thought, oh, a bit of a flash in the pan. Don't expect that again. He did not look out of place. Tunning up, he was if good. You don't mind,
up to 277. Is
so
that
he had 19
the worry?
Touches.
Yep.
Well, it is a worry, dog, but this is what I'm thinking. So,
because we stuffed up Ronk talking like this.
Ronk was over 300.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I find a three at the front. And it's not like he's pumped out 80s since then. Ronk.
Yeah.
It's not that. I don't think it was that
What bad. About Logan Austin, though? So, comes in. This is a guy that came from Port. You know, a seasoned player.
Dog loves his history at Port.
Tell him, what was his average?
He's played 13 games prior to that, and his average was 33.
Yeah.
Like, significant games. Even in the VFL this year, he's averaging 50.
So my buyer beware with them is, for some reason, the Tigers let the defenders from St Kilda have an absolute field day.
Yep.
They all scored about 20 minimum, more than you would expect. He obviously got amongst that. Whether he can do it again... I don't know.
So you had 97. That's a lot huge. Of people are going to jump on that this week.
You could still justify it with the break-even game.
And the fact that he probably will play over the bye. So with Gilbert, what's his name, old mate?
Oh,
Sam Gilbert.
Yes, Sam Gilbert. Brown. He's out for 4 weeks. Brown's
out for a while.
Ages, like 6 weeks. So looks like he will be around. Brayshaw, everyone's jumping on him after his 166.
Yeah. And rightly so.
That's not even just... I mean, that was ridiculously good, but he has been good since moving into the midfield the last few weeks.
Brought him in.
Yeah.
That was and because it has been good. Like,
well, without
five rounds of good scores.
It certainly wasn't a stab in the dark. He's been outstanding.
It's still under 600 grand.
Yeah, it's a bargain.
Bailey Rice, Toby McLean, after that huge one that he had as well. A lot of people are jumping on him. Michael Walters is another one there. And people are starting to see the value there in Dangerfield. 150K under his price.
Bargain. Under 700 now.
Potential forward.
Yep.
So people
even if he's not.
Doesn't matter.
You've got Dangerfield. in the midfield, still a good pick.
Certainly.
All righty, Roy, I got this for you. You've got an intro now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
People love this segment so much.
I reckon. Everyone's talking about it. Anyway. So
everyone criticises it every single week.
Do they?
Oh, don't you
I haven't
see
that? Seen that.
Oh, no, they do.
Good on them. Just because I'm a little bit reactive.
For more information.
So I have flagged my flicking between being reactive and being strong, and I'm currently neither here or there.
Right.
A bit all over the place. However, some things, the rules are still being written. At the moment, they're just in Roy's head rules, but there's a couple of changes. I can't handle people put in the Rolling 22 pumping out like a 60.
Oh, no.
No.
That's not acceptable.
You can't be doing that.
Is that how you're looking at?
Oh, when I get down there, don't you worry about that.
Hang on. If you put them in the best 22
yeah.
and they get a 60, mm. that's your fault, though.
Why?
Because you were wrong.
No.
Well, why are they in there?
Because they shouldn't be doing that.
Right. Okay.
And they'll be punished for that.
Right. Good.
And they're out of it.
Okay. I want you 1 week to turn up with your best 22 and go, actually, no, I nailed it last week. There's actually no changes. It's perfect.
Oh, mate, don't challenge me to be an arrogant prick because I can slip into that role very easily. Now, that's not good for anyone. Now, this week, I gave Howe a little bit of love after going, had to do it. Form can force their way in, Cal, against my will. And once again, he's not a guy said to bring in.
He wasn't far off last year.
No, without a doubt. Oh, it's not left field. And when you're going over 120, 3 out of 4, you can force your way in. But he just wasn't good enough this week. All the Spud defenders back there were getting a +6, and he couldn't get amongst it. That deserves punishment. And anyone that can score 160 on the back of a month's good work deserves to be in.
Yeah, nice.
So Angus Brayshaw, congratulations. You are in the top six. Sick Dog, you want to pull your finger out and get amongst those plus sixes yourself, mate, because saved it with an 80, but I'm watching you. Now, midfield. Okay, Cow. Unchanged.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
You got it right the week before.
Yep. Rux, unchanged.
Yep. That's what I want to hear.
You know that mean tweet stuff?
Yes.
Copped one about Brody Grundy.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping at shadows, thinking that he wouldn't. Like, we just didn't think. We said, don't draft him too high. We said that don't start him because of the Cox factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain Hindsight's out there. There was one bloke was very Captain Hindsight telling us that.
Our fans aren't used to
it. We got that so wrong because we're jumping at shadows. So it was like a significant amount of games that he played with Cox, and he averaged 20-plus points less.
It was
over
20. It was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just called data.
But now,
if we had had some inside info to know Cox was basically not going to go into the ruck anymore, that would have helped.
Well, we did talk to Maxi. Remember we interviewed Maxi? Well, and he did say, I don't know what you guys go on about all the time about this Cox factor. He goes, Grundy will be fine. He goes,
That was his hint.
Yes, that was his hint.
Yes.
And we didn't see it.
Didn't read
it. We usually read between the lines really well.
We do, but you blokes jumped at shadows.
We did.
I think I made Captain Hindsight listen to us and didn't do it, so he's devastated.
He's having a cry about it, is he?
Yep.
Okay.
Forward line. D. Smith.
Straight back in. 120.
Right.
Nah, that would be reactive, Roy. Not doing that. because he was one of those guys pumping out the 60s. Jack Darling, I wasn't comfortable with him in there, and people took that as
pure Roy
to trade him in. Now, I need to take a bit more responsibility with the Rolling 22. I realise that now. People are trading him in if they see them in there.
Okay.
So I set people up for failure with that one, and that doesn't sit well with me. It helped my ranking.
Yeah.
I like that. However, it's not a good strategy for me. So he's out, and Lance Franklin.
Yeah.
It was raining. It was a shocking
game. I don't care. No.
Could rain again, I guess.
You can't do that. Exactly. Could rain again. It was against Brisbane.
It was, yeah.
He averages over 100 versus them.
He does.
Do you see what he got?
51.
Not good enough.
No.
So, the two that are in. Going to have to tweet him about this. He'll be proud of himself.
Devon.
Excuse me. Stop interrupting. Mitch Robinson.
Oh.
And do you know why? Because I want a bit of consistency in this.
Right.
And his bottoms 90 at the moment.
Yep.
And he can go 120. So he's definitely in. Now, Warren, have you got something to say?
What? I'm just excited.
Devin, you beauty.
He has to be in there, doesn't he?
He is!
Yay!
So, at the expense of Darling, Devin, because what I'm talking about there with that consistency, Devin can't get his hands on the pill, but he can get his hands on opposition players, and his tackling will get him to 90 every week. So, he is in. So, now the forwards sit. Gray, thin ice.
Whoa.
Thin ice. Yep. He's got this weekend, and that won't be reactionary.
No,
if he sucks,
yeah.
He is long gone. Heaney, McLean's number one in there, but then we've got Rockliffe, Mitch Robinson, and Devin. I'm feeling it is really solid at the moment,
yep.
Apart from Robbie needs to have a look at himself.
Yeah, right.
All right, that's looking pretty good. Just a recap on what we need to be thinking of. You've got to be thinking about these with your trades now and obviously across the next month or so, because they are, well, they should factor in what you're thinking about. Reminder about the rules. This week's a normal week, so a 9-game round, so nothing to sort of worry or stress or whatever about with what we're doing. However, you probably want to have that structure set up. People keep on tweeting and asking us, what is the best structure and all that sort of stuff. So just to reiterate that, be heavier further on so you can make those trades. But probably my little bit of advice this week that I'd like to pass out to people before I pass out with my throat. is pretty much count up the premiums. That's what it's about. How many you might go, I've only got 10 out this week. But if that means that there are a lot of guys that are rookies on the field for that week, get your plans sorted so that they're being moved on. And so, and some of those guys that might be out are rookies, get them upgraded, because that's going to be your key to actually having a good score. So you might have 20 on your field, but if 8 of those guys are rookies, you could be in a bit of trouble.
God, I wouldn't care if I was fielding a team, to be honest, but you are definitely right. In an ideal world, you're downgrading and upgrading rookies that are coming up to their bye, and you're getting in, ones that are off their bye and hopefully avoiding donuts at the same time.
Have you guys got any little plans in your head already? Like, have you looked at any? One that I was sort of thinking of is that Matt Guelfi, who's been great.
Yep.
He's got the round 13 bye, and yep. then trade him out and then be looking at a bit of a switch, and hopefully I've got DPP to do it and look at getting a premium in. So it could be that's my way to get McRae. Guelfi's gone up to his 450.
Yeah.
Trade him that week and then get in McRae coming off his bye, obviously robbing a bank and getting some coin for that. But they're the sorts of things that you want to try.
Well, the beauty of it too is you get those three trades. So you do a double downgrade and then an upgrade in the one week, which is pretty nice. Yeah.
And I guess the key to a lot of that is that we want, ideally, for that round 13 bye that I was looking at getting rid of Guelfi, if there's some debutants or something for Carlton, Hawthorn, West Coast and Western Bulldogs, that's kind of what you want to do, that might be able to stay there for those 2 weeks and get you through the bye.
So obviously that's why Rockliffe ticks so many boxes this week, because then you get him for all three of those.
Yeah.
So there's a few players that I think are worth looking at that have already completed their bye, and gosh, they're just like gold if you can nail good ones this week.
Are there any guys that we're looking at from Port Adelaide and Gold Coast, apart from Rocky, of course?
Well, this is the thing. Last year, this is where it went completely balls up for us, because we saw Aaron Hall.
Yeah.
And we went, he was a little bit underpriced at the time.
Yeah.
We thought we could just have him through the buy period now. Now's a good time to get him. And his name came up earlier when we sit here, because he's floating around in defence.
Yeah. I'll tell you why his name came up if you want.
Because he's clocking up hundreds.
He is.
But he was doing this last year, and we jumped on and thought, oh, he'll be a great player to ride through for us for the buys, and he was just disgusting.
I feel he might be again.
Disgusting
plays,
or good?
No, good. If he plays halfback again this week, you have to ask yourself, is that enough data for him to get this DPP?
It's only next week.
I know. It's three full games. Three full games. 566 is all he is, coming off 200s in his new half back row.
Yeah, right.
Very interesting prospect.
Jeez. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Bokey's getting it done again. He's coming off 113, averaging 98 in his last five. So for a forward, you know, he's knocking on the door of the rolling. From
so with that then, would you go Boak over Westhoff, for example?
Gee, I don't give the Hoff enough respect.
Yeah,
I would go Boak over Hoff.
And obviously Robbie Gray, we're not encouraging anyone to get on him.
No, I still feel Ryder affects Westhoff a little bit. I know people don't like when I say that, but I don't know. In my head, it's an issue. Rocky's obviously a must-have. Now, Warnie, last night, a guy you flagged as a potential target, because he's very cheap in defence, and he's getting it done since Hartler was out. The main beneficiary has been Darcy Byrne-Jones.
Yeah, Jim Bob let me know of that one. I had to look into it.
Yeah.
He's been awesome. Five weeks, yep.
Yep, 5.56 he is. He's got a break-even of 54. The carnage in people's back line have left some people desperately searching for a best 22 player that's capable of scoring that isn't going to cost them an arm and leg.
Well, Sam Murray, get rid of him, cost you, what, 50-odd grand?
Yeah, and he's getting it done too, averaging 96 in the last 5 weeks, and he's coming off 104 and 106.
There you go.
It ticks a lot
and
of boxes.
Draw is okay over these next 3 weeks, four weeks.
And do you know what? Anyone who's playing all four over those
exactly.
next 4 weeks.
Exactly, they're going to score more than anyone else.
Yeah, so he's in a prime position. Even if you only had him till after the buys, you could sleep at night even if it fell through just by saying, oh, well, he covered a donut that week. But he could even maintain 95.
Now, before we get into Twitter time, a lot of people have been asking about the DPPs. They come out on Sunday night, so be ready for those, which may affect Roy's rolling 22.
It will, Roy. It's going to dramatically affect it when Danger gets forward status.
So he's your hot tip, is he? Has he hurt himself in the last couple of weeks, or is he still playing enough for
him? I haven't seen enough of him, to be honest. But through that patch, he was starting basically every centre bounce forward. He attended like two bounces.
Yeah, that was bad that week.
You know, so where's he starting if he's not in the middle? He's sitting forward.
Mm.
And that's a part of their criteria, where they start.
Where they're lining up.
They're lining up. So Dusty's no chance. We can rule that out. And I think Bont's gone as well now.
Yeah.
I think they missed their window.
Yeah, they had a window.
They did.
And it's gone.
And it's slammed.
Anyone else floating around?
I haven't really noticed anyone that I would think is overly relevant picking up a position other than mid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there'd be a few people like your mate Yowie.
Oh, he's got to be mid
status. Surely,
yeah,
but Fritter. That doesn't help anything.
Fritch, he should be there.
Fritter. How good's he going?
He's unreal.
Yeah.
Could be a couple of interesting ones. Maybe a ruck DPP could end up being Scott Lysett. Like, does he add forward? Which will just give you some flexibility, but especially in draft leagues. And that's even the thing I've looked across. There isn't a lot in draft, like, where I thought this could be a change that could affect your draft a lot. So apart from obviously the big ones, but we talked about this a few times, talking about the any midfielder that might pick up a different status.
They're gold.
Well, they are gold, but it's this year feels like it's a bad year for it because
good point.
There's no one on free agents that you actually want, I don't think, that are doing what they're
doing. That's true.
All right, let's get into this. Tweet. All right, let's get into some questions, boys. The Wiz, he loves to ask a question.
He does.
And he wants to know, is it more important to get Rocky or get your Rice or Smith for cash generation, Cal? You flagged earlier.
I did. You know, is Rocky the must-have this week?
His break-even's 50, that's
there's
why.
No, yeah, it is, 100%. So on price, everything ticks up, lines up perfectly.
Good match-up.
Why you should get him this week. But what happens if you need to cash in some rooks just to make sure that these guys are playing? So we're looking at like a Tim Smith. Awesome last week. He's been brilliant in his first two games. He's at like 277. We said earlier that Ronk had sort of that borderline of this is your last chance basically to get Tim Smith.
Yeah.
You're not going to pay 340K for him. And, of course, in defence, you've got Bailey Rice, who came out with another good...
See, while they're under 300, this is how my mind works for some reason, but while they're under 300, they're just the price... They feel like they're the price of a high draft pick, only you've got a preview,
and now you've got a fucking low break-even.
Yeah.
So my thing here is, Rockcliffe, you don't need him yet. Like, he's going to be the saviour of the buy. So I can understand what the Wiz is saying here.
Oh, without a doubt.
However, I think Rockcliffe goes 120 this week.
Well, you can't afford to miss those points.
You can't miss the points. And the other thing is, he's got to break even like a 50. So he will go up. He'll go up like 20, 30K. So if you are going to wait on him for 1 week, then it's not the be-all and end-all. It's not a terrible thing if you want to wait 1 week.
Yeah, no. Well, I can certainly see where you're coming from there. I just feel with this one, Rocky's break-even is so low that he's like a cash cow at the moment. And he's such an easy jump from... Kelly, someone like Kelly.
Yep. All right, a couple of questions off Twitter. Fiona Cannon, must be related to Trent McKenzie, is Angus Brayshaw a legit option as a top six defender for the rest of the year?
Yes.
Roy's put him in the 22.
I have.
Are you confident that he can average the 95 plus, the 96 plus for the rest of the year?
Well, it's an important clarifying question now after... it's come to my attention that people actually trade based off it. And yes, he is. He's not in there as someone I'm just respecting. I actually believe, he deserves to be in there. And at this stage, he's got every chance to consolidate that spot. Good pick. Bargain. Do it.
I've got one, dog, from Oliver Fox. Profile picture of a great cover drive, by the looks of it. So, or a straight drive, one or the other. Is it worth getting wits in to replace Martin or Gawn over the buy round? So he's looking at straight swap his premium players, because we know that those two big boys, Max and Steph, both have the exact same buy. So he's thinking, I can switch in a Witz here, who's of course had his buy, and that's going to keep me one extra player for the rest of it. Roy, fan of it or not a fan?
What do you think?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. You can't do doing that.
I'll just back you in on that one, Kyle.
Good.
Those rucks have been really hard, though, because they're the ones that have all the good rucks have the same buy. I did see a similar question where they've got Sandy, who could be out anyway, so it makes sense. But those guys that aren't the premium types to do that move, and I'd do it for that one because, you know, he's coming off 125, 80, 131, but his season average for the year has been 97. So that's enough to ride that through, I think. And the matchups, Geelong given up plenty in the ruck. They haven't even worked out their rucks. GWS give up plenty in their rucks. St Kilda give up plenty in their rucks. And then Hawthorn as well. Who knows what you get with them sometimes. So that four-week stint could actually see his price get himself up there to do a nice little manoeuvre to a Brody Grundy.
Yeah, true. Now, Aiden the legend, he wants to know, Taranto Christensen or Gowers to Rocky? I'm Gowers here. Yeah, because the other two have the scoring potential. Now, we've flagged that Taranto's dropping in price. Christensen's pumped out a couple of good scores in the last 3 weeks. So get rid of Gowers first there. I'm comfortable with that.
Dog, this is one from you, Dog, because you've got all...
From me?
No, for you. From Liam, because you have all three.
Right.
He wants to know, which one does he trade first? Kelly, Billings, Taranto.
Well, I've traded Kelly first.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's fairly obvious. As a rookie, I like to get rid of the rookies first to begin with.
Are people being a bit aggressive here with the Taranto move, Destroy?
No, because his break-even would be huge now. Because he had a poor game last week off his own bat where he was just hopeless down in Hobart. His last game, 2 games ago with Kelly, was bad. Kelly comes back in, he's bad again. He dropped in price this week. It's going to be a slippery slope if that trend continues. So I don't think they're going early. We took advantage of the fact his role was outstanding, Dog.
Break even of 125, and they've got the Crows this week, and that's a thing that I like, but surely Adelaide bounce back like nothing else.
Have you seen his games? Have you seen his games after the Crows?
Oh,
that's what's going to make you want to hold the top of my head. While you look for it, I'll take a guess. And
Gold Coast, then the bye, then Brisbane, then Hawthorn.
So Adelaide give up, up there in the top few with the most points given up.
So even if he is playing forward, I would think he should score well this week. Now, Rob wants to know, rank the most important spud to trade.
I love his terminologies.
Yeah, and I'm basically naming Warney's team here. Yep. So Billings, Taranto, Neil, Parker, Blakely, or Hutchings. Now, it's a bit easier for me because I've got these names in front of me. You guys know how I feel about Billings, but I think Hutchings takes number one spot for me
there. That's an experiment that's not really working the way that people thought.
No.
And that's okay because he was looked really good there for a while. People jumped
and
on.
He has got a good history of being able to pump out big scores.
Yep.
But I think he can go. Billings is a close second. I'll reward Billings for his 80. He gets one more week.
89. You call that a 90. You're around that.
That's a 90, Roy.
I'll throw out there that a Taranto type, though, for his what his price is and what it might be in a couple of weeks, now's that time to go, like we've been talking about. So if he gets you to what you want or need, but in saying that, I think Billings is worth around the same price.
And Hutchings' price isn't exactly skyrocketing.
No, that's right. No. Hold on to your Neil. He can be all right.
Oh, Parker. Yeah, I'm letting those two off. At least they have the potential to score 70.
All right.
I got one here from Reet. Wants to know, is it Rice or Austin to bring in his defence?
This is a great question.
Rice, Austin. Which one, Roy?
This is a great question.
I think it's Rice.
Rice is cheaper.
Yep.
It has to be Rice.
Is he really?
I reckon.
Yeah, Austin's came in with a little bit of an inflated tag.
220.
Yeah, so I'm with you, Roy. I think Rice is the correct.
No, Rice is $3,000 more.
Oh, I apologise. I still think it's probably Rice.
You're under the impression that those scores from that Saints game have been
hugely inflated.
Hugely inflated.
Has averaged 33
points. But even if they are inflated by 20
games.
Points, that puts Austin down to 77. You know, so obviously we're kicking it to him. They obviously like the ball in his hand, end up with 97 points. But I agree.
They did have the choice of who they wanted to kick to. It was embarrassing, really, to watch. So, Jaron Geary, potato. He should average 60. So there you go. There's 66 points above what he should get.
Did you see his shot he had after the siren?
No, but is that an exclamation mark on what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Jimmy Webster. Now, Jimmy's having a great year, but 118.
Oh, he's a gun.
Jake Carlisle, 110.
Yep.
You see where I'm going with this?
I can see exactly where you're going with
it. Logan Austin.
So,
rounding out the potatoes with 97.
If you are getting Rice or Austin in, do not expect a 75 or a 97 from this week.
I don't believe so.
Right. I've got one here from Chris Legends. Who comes in first? Let's go defence first. Sick Dog or Simpson? Which one first?
Simpson's coming off a much better
score. A 120. The old Sick had a dirty, well, not dirty, it's an 80. He can go dirtier than that. But is the answer Simpson there, Destroy?
Yes. Yes, he's more consolidated in the top six at the moment.
Right.
But the pair of them have shown their ability to have 60s this year.
Right. Well, I'll throw this one at you. So you're at Simpson because he must have a bit of flexibility here because he can go now Simpson or Devon Smith?
Devon.
Devon.
Devon because he's locked into that top six.
Yep.
He's been banging on the door for a long time, Destroy.
Don't you go saying he's locked into anything.
Well, you've got
much.
Him in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, which one of all those players
he's
isn't
like
in there?
He's like the second highest scoring player of the year in the forward line.
Oh.
He's been knocking on the door. He's in.
And you've
throw
shown him
key.
No respect just because you didn't start him.
Just because I usually pay attention to who's touching the ball, I didn't realise he was an exception to that rule.
He still touched it 20-plus times a game.
Oh, 20-plus. Check his averages. Play on. You got a question, Kia?
Yeah, I got one here. This is one from Josh. Best option for Kelly. He's looking at Cogs and 185K or McRae. That's the difference. So Cogs at 185.
That's another.
Or McRae.
God, that would give you some nice wiggle room through the buys where traditionally, you like falling short of someone you want and you take the risky one and it can burn you.
But then it depends on buy structure and I just know how heavy a lot of teams I've seen are for Cogs' buy round.
He's 14, isn't he?
Nah, they're 13.
Oh, that's
the thing that just sits in my head. But as well, Cogs is like, and this is where you don't have to go, for uniqueness, everyone's got Cogs these days. Whereas McRae is still relatively unique.
It's 185,000 and you get him for 1 week and then he's sitting.
So we're saying Cogs.
Well, for buys, like Warnie said, if it is a complete disaster for you, round 13, that forces your hand. However, if taking buys out of that equation, because I don't know what his team looks like, yes, Canelio plus the cash there, easy.
Just quick one here from Michael. He's got the buy structure of 5, 11, and 12 coming up. I'd nearly say that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's
5, right. 11, and 12.
Take that.
And Harry wants to know, would you go early with McLean this week or wait till after the buys? Bring him in, sits next week, but that's not a bad thing, is it?
Well, if you haven't got Rockliffe, you wouldn't do it.
Yep, because he's not going to sit.
No, but looking long term, you need to have him. I would honestly be thinking now you get him in the week after the Dogs bye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't be bringing in any dog this week now.
Wouldn't you?
Anyone off that bye now, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Not for
even
one week.
That's one where people just have less players in.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I was willing to do it last week, and I did do it last week myself, but 1 week then a rest is just too extreme for me.
I got one here from Wingnut, right? And that's not me calling him a Wingnut. That's his name, but his question's a bit Wingnut-ish. Calvin's reaction to winning the week and then the Crows being thumped. Right? Is beating the Warndog worth the hiding the crows copped? Yes, yes it is.
Because you do it once a season. So that's
it's well worth it, mate.
That is all that is worth. You are an idiot. You can hit us up on Twitter.
At WarnieDT.
Yeah, thanks.
At RoyDT.
At GalvinDT.
And also on Facebook at facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official. And that's very important because Thursday nights we are live bringing you the teams. And they'll be very, very interesting over the next couple of weeks. And we've got plenty of Thursday night games coming up. So that will be your best pregame to the Thursday night football of us stressing about what trades we're going to make before the partial lockout. Right, I'm nearly through.
No, you're nearly there, dog. You've done well.
Couple of minutes left.
Come on, dog.
Have you got anything for us in these last couple of minutes?
I can tell you some captain stuff.
Yeah,
go. Brody Grundy, if now Sandlands doesn't play, Brody Grundy, who was my number one last week, will be, of course, number one again against a ruckless Fremantle. As if he is not going to smash him anyway.
He's just going to have a field day.
Unbelievable.
There is no way Sandy plays. Grundy is going to have a massive round.
I want to flag a couple of things with you. Will Port Adelaide tag the pick? Now, they do tag. So Ebert does get a bit of
it's a
go.
Pig fest, clarify.
Yeah, that's it is. Tom so Mitchell. It's the pig against the pig. I'm talking Tom Mitchell pig. Will Ebert tag him? Do we have anything to worry about? He was tagged last week.
He was tagged last week, and it's the first time in a couple of tags we've seen him play through it and still manage to even get a couple of marks after a very, very slow and dubious start.
Yep.
I never like him copping a hard tag the whole game.
Yeah,
he has to work too hard for it. I like what he does down here. I will still have him captain.
Yeah, McRae owners, just Nath Jones put his hand up to run with him this week. Hasn't done it since he did it to the pig that long ago.
Can do it. It's when a quality player tags, they're going to do it well because they're actually a good player.
That's right.
They're not just there for the tag.
A couple of great numbers here from Pete. Which team has scored the fewest amount of points this season?
Carlton.
Kangaroos.
This is on average, so.
Yep.
Richmond. Isn't that amazing?
God. Oh, because you're salty.
Richmond, then Carlton.
You're salty, though.
Team that scored the most points, I reckon you'll get it.
Collingwood.
Of course.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And right. Melbourne is second on that list. So
wow. Really?
That's good where they are at the moment. Thanks for tuning in this evening. It has been fun. It has been trying.
Well but, done, dog.
We three are very happy to have got through this as it is. All right?
All right. Well done, dog.
I'm going back to bed. Bye.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.